This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Vic Keelan. Kara Schoen is at the controls. A normal day for us here on the DJV experience. A lot of people are asking me what I think about what's happened in the UN Security Council with regard to the West Bank in Israel, where I was last week doing the program at this time for a week. I was there actually 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And on Wednesday, took a trip over to these areas in Jerusalem, saw some of the... it's really kind of weird, because you think, even by looking at some of the pictures that you see in the news media, that this is an isolated area, it's way away from everything else. No, it's right on top of the city of Jerusalem. It's a fascinating place, as you can hear when I talk about my experiences there. And if any of you have been, you know what I'm talking about, especially the old city of David, the city of Jerusalem. And the politics have nothing to do with the reality. I mean, I suppose it has to do with the reality of how they're living, in a manner of speaking, these days. But, you know, the old Palestinian-Israeli conflict that goes back, it really is, it's amazing how this renders for me back to the same thing all the time. It's brother against brother, like-minded people. They're all Semites. Never mind the Israelis Palestinians not getting along. But among the Palestinians, there's a fight as to how this is supposed to. Just everybody wants to fight with everybody else. This is mine, and the ignorance is so replete. What I find difficult, even though there is a certain obstructionist thinking among those who are true Israeli supporters, maybe they're defined by some as true Israelis. Most of the Israelis are quite well educated. Most of the Palestinians are not. And that's really where all of this comes to a head. And, you know, people always love to fix the blame. The blame is on squarely on those who are in political power, who want to keep things the way they are because that's the way they keep their political power. I found out some amazing things. I have three of my colleagues here, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Do you know who Arafat was?
Yes, Yasser.
He wasn't around.
Yasser.
Well, Arafat is really, there was somebody before him, but they never really generated the power with Hamas and the Palestinians that Arafat did. And he was a lot like Putin and any other dictator, and Bonaparte, you know, any of the people who gain power because of what the people that are the subject of the focus don't have. And so guys like this, and it tends to be men who do this, not women, they create this, they see an opportunity, there's a vacuum created, and they are lusting for power. They have the ability somehow or other to create an ambiance around them to gain a foothold. They know how to talk to people who don't have anything, promise them the world, deliver nothing, but they keep promising. And meanwhile, they take everything for themselves. When Arafat died, he was poisoned. When he died,
what
he was worth almost
five. Just to refresh, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about him, but yeah.
That would have been...
He was the red and white checkered headgear guy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he liked little boys.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That stuff has all come to light since he died. I think people have found videos of stuff. And he's just a really bad guy. Really bad guy. Anyway, he left his wife. He somehow or other took the billions that he absconded with. And he did this because there were countries that were trying to buy peace. You see, the reason I'm telling you the story is, and this is sort of was underscored last week when I was in Israel talking to some of these people, the houses on the West Bank that they want to tear down, are, I think we posted pictures, matter of fact. I sent them to you, Victoria, and I think you posted a couple of pictures of the homes that are on the West Bank that look just the same as the homes on the other side of the road. Basically, it's just one side of the road and the other side of the road. It's like going down the main street in your home. Picture it this way. Drive down the main street in your hometown and look like Sunland Boulevard, Jennifer. On the left-hand side are the, it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Horns live on the left-hand side of the road, and the Mafuskis live on the right-hand side. They don't like each other. And so at one point in time, there was a fence going right down through Sunland Boulevard, and you didn't go on the right side because the Mafuskis didn't like you. And that's all this is, and all it was. So after the 67 war, they took the fence down, which was built in 1948 to keep the Palestinians away from the Jews, etc., etc. So they have that fence was taken down. They put a trolley down there, and that's where the trolley runs now, and picks up Arabs and Jews. They all go to work together, but they can't live together. It is the strangest reality that you could possibly imagine. You can't, if you're a Jew or an Israeli, drive into the Arab. There's a big sign in Arabic. Don't, if you're Jewish, stay the hell out of here. Basically, on that side in the, but it wasn't Jordan, but it's Palestine. But it's part of Jerusalem. And so, you know, I maybe have a better understanding of this than most people who've not been there. But I see, you know, this whole vote to try to condemn the settlements on the West Bank. That's been going on forever. Well, not forever, but certainly since they got started. Nothing has changed. But Netanyahu is a little, he's very smart, but yet he's a little thick when it comes to some of this stuff. They just want to keep pushing and pushing and pushing because that's his power base. And he's been prime minister longer than anybody else has been in Israel. So that's, he keeps speaking to his base.
From what I've heard and my understanding of it, and that's why I was curious about what the scuttlebutt was when you were in Israel, is that at the UN, it's now Bibi Netanyahu's claim that Obama and his administration actually went to the UN and sort of stacked the deck against Israel, which is a pretty big blow because Israel and the United States have been allies now for quite a while, strong allies, our only ally really over there. And so it's, I guess the reason that they're upset about this is it creates a stigma where it could take issue with Jews praying at the wall, that products coming from this area could be either eliminated from distribution in other places or they'd have to be marked as coming from a settlement. I mean, there'd be all sorts of punishments, basically, for Israel to have to deal with this new settlement from the UN. And so was there any of that talk when you were over there?
Well, an acknowledged exception. I think the Jordanians, even though they're not that smart, they're our friends. The Saudis, like them or not, are our friends because it's to their advantage. Whoever our friends are, except for Israel, I would put it this way. The people that we have as friends are our friends out of expediency, not because they like us. That's not the case with Israel. So to fast forward to answer your question, the feeling there doesn't seem to have changed. I've been going there. This is my fifth trip in 14 years. I think the first time I went over there was 2003. I'm going back. I believe it was 2003. I've gone back, every 3-4 years since then. And I don't see any difference now, frankly. And that's the sadness of it. Even though when I went over there the first time, I'm trying to remember who the prime minister was. Was it Begin? But it wasn't Netanyahu. And the attitude was the same. They have the same coalitions. They have parties over there. We only have two parties here. They have all kinds of parties, and they build coalitions. And so the Likud party, which is what Netanyahu comes from, is basically the Republican Party. And then there are other parties. Remember I told you that the number of Americans living over there who've gotten involved in politics to the point where they have their own Republican and Democratic clubs, they're Americans. There's a president, and we never got him. I was trying to get the president from either or both of those groups all while I was there. President, an American, who lives in Israel, who runs the Republican committee in Israel. And then there's but the Republican committee I'm talking about to support Americans who are Republicans in the Democratic Party over there, because the political connection is so strong and so direct. And what Obama has done is try to chisel away at that for whatever the reason. I mean, you can say, those of you who understand the substance of this program know that I don't like going down these roads because I'm not interested in talking about politics. You can get that someplace else. But I think what Obama has done, and what the conspiratorialists might say or underscore, all the people who used to say Obama was an Arab, when he does stuff like this, it just gives people more cause to say that he's a Muslim or he's an Arab or whatever he is, because there's no visible reason for him having done what Jennifer has suggested was done behind the scenes. Why would you do that? Why would you try to...
Well, Jennifer's not suggesting it. Jennifer just read a story that says Netanyahu, and he's been pretty vocal about it, saying that he has evidence that he's going to present saying that Obama was behind it. I mean, look, I don't pretend to be an expert in this at all. I'm curious about it.
But the point is that it's too late. But this has been going on for the 8 years that Obama's been there. But it's over now because he's done. So whatever he does, whatever kind of shots he takes...
Maybe that's why Obama, because Obama is done, he's just going to let Trump, he's just going to let him deal with it. And
it's a little different.
Well, but he actually orchestrated
something, yeah.
Yeah.
And so Netanyahu's like, well, I don't even want to talk to Obama anymore. I'm just going to wait for Trump because I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm not going to get anywhere.
Yeah. It's way too political. It's almost like a cheap shot. That's the way I look at it. I mean, you didn't have, why are you doing it now? At Christmas time, Hanukkah, and you're leaving. What are you doing it now for? Unless this small-minded political stuff. Anyway, so somebody asked me that question in an email yesterday, and I thought I would respond to it. 18 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, and this lady comes over, making big moon eyes, and I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, man.
Great story, Bob. Thick-cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline and minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com and Mobil.com for details.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the 3rd, 4th, and 5th lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of 5 when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
3rd through 5th lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within 2 invoices requires new lines of service with 1 ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results and remaining balance due. DVD prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Is the focus now in this portion of the hour. 23, almost 24 after the hour. Britney Spears doing well after more fake news about her. The group R Mine hacked into Sony Music's Twitter account, claimed Britney Spears was dead.
Oh, boy. Can we get these people jobs that don't have time, that have time to make
a great point, Jennifer.
What is that all about?
Where do these people come from? Why in the world are they motivated to create this nonsense?
It's the challenge of doing it, I think. If you're a hacker, that's what you do. What other motivation is there? They're not making money.
I don't know. You don't have any money in it. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
those are the guys that are like
mine.
That you just think sit in their parents' basement all day, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta do that.
You're right.
The White Hat Hacking Group, they're called. They have hacked into the Facebook account of Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, who runs Twitter, Captain America's site has been hacked, the Twitter site. Yep, it doesn't make a difference whether you're alive or you're real or not. The superheroes are getting it in the neck as well.
Even superheroes.
Sony has deleted the tweets. CNN tweeted, Britney Spears is alive and well, her rep tells us. And she is. She didn't seem bothered by it at all. She tweeted last night, quote, don't underestimate the power of Charlie's Angels, along with pictures of her goofing around in various Charlie's Angels poses. So,
which made no sense at all. And I kind of had a moment where I was like, when I saw the pictures, I was like, oh no, Brittany, did we have a little slip? Like, what happened?
Back into her drinking days.
Well, she wasn't drinking.
She wasn't drinking. Yeah,
she wasn't taking her bipolar meds. No, wasn't taking her medication. That's why her dad had to like be assigned to make her take her medication.
Yeah, this was more that this was addiction that she. I mean, her addiction came from self-medicating. She has some issues.
Married a guy in Las Vegas for a night, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Did she do that?
Yeah, but who hasn't? I mean, come on.
Jen may go do that just to try it out.
Yeah, let's not hold that against her. Come on.
I remember the first year that I moved into the house on Hart in Santa Monica, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right down the street, about a block from a really high what's the best way, the most positive way. It's an elite sort of high rise is right on the beach. And Britney Spears decided one day that she was going to buy the penthouse in that building. And she did for one day. She bought it, she moved into it, and she moved out of it. Because she didn't like it. She didn't think it was private enough. So that's the kind of stuff. Again, marrying somebody for 24 hours, moving into a penthouse that she paid $4.5 million for in one day, and then she's out of it.
Those are days where you need a prescription refill, you know.
Right. And there's a drugstore right across the street.
Well, there you go.
All right, let's see. What do we have in store for the next year musically for the fans of U2? This looks like a pretty big year here. There was a video message. You're a fan of U2. I like
it. Well, I'm a fan of you, too.
We're fans with of you, too.
Yeah.
You, too. Yeah.
You like us, we like you.
I'm a fan of you, too, but I also have come to like you, too. Bono says, to honor 30 years of Joshua Tree, we have some very special shows coming up this year. He confirmed in this Christmas video message that Songs of Experience, which is the follow-up to Songs of Innocence, will be released early next year. Isn't it really weird to be talking about next year, 2017? We were talking about that last night. As you focus on... God, this year has gone so
I won't
amazing.
Be sad to see 2016 go.
No, it's been on. Oh, yeah, I've read about that. Let's hope we have good things in store for 2017, including music. And having you two coming out with some good stuff will be something.
You two or us two? Or them two?
You two, us two, we two. Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions we get asked on the Pet Show is, basically, why is my cat not using a litter box? And there are many, many, many reasons. For example, if you have a cat that normally uses a litter box, but all of a sudden he's not doing it at night, maybe you have other animals in the backyard, raccoons, possums, or skunks, and maybe your cat feels the need to claim territory. But the first thing you need to do before you do any research is to make sure if your cat's not using a litter box, make a trip to the veterinarian to make sure there's no problem. Because if there's a physiological problem, if it hurts when the cat goes in the litter box, that can scare him out of it. Also, when you clean up areas where the cat is gone, don't use vinegar. It's great for salads, but not for cleaning up pet messes. Don't use any of the products with ammonia in it. Pick up a good odor neutralizer made specifically to clean up after pets. That's going to make a big difference because getting rid of the scent from your point of view is important, but getting rid of the scent from your cat's point of view is even more important. So if the cat stops using the litter box, check with the vet first, clean up properly, and you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging. It is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Experience. Doug, Jana, and Victoria. Kara showing at the controls in our studio in Washington, getting involved with all kinds of connections, Facebook connections, at DJV Show, where is that thing that tells me what we have?
At B. Schillen with two N's.
Yeah, right.
Where's that thing? You know that thing.
Where is that
Where's
thing?
My cheat sheet?
The status of this is something all over social media. Carrie Fisher, on her way from London on a United flight, going to Los Angeles. She was going to spend Christmas with her mother, Debbie Reynolds. And 40 minutes as the flight is descending into L.A., she has a heart attack, and a bad one. And so nobody seems, we were just talking about this off the air, what her status is. Okay, so she's stable. What the hell does that mean? Right. It could be the same. As
stable means her body's stable. Right.
Yeah.
What's the condition of what happened to her? I don't know. They're very mum, and it's kind of concerning. I mean, obviously, celebrities want their privacy, and you have to get
they
that.
They deserve it. Yeah.
But at the same time, when you just hear those words, it's sort of, I don't know, it's kind of a creepy feeling, like.
She's, about 63, 64? How old is she?
She's just 60.
She's just 60?
Yeah.
So what has her life been about? Women are more and more having heart attacks.
She publicly talks about her battles with addiction early on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I haven't heard. I think she's been clean and sober for a long time.
Well, but you see, it takes a toll. It's like smoking all your life and then you stop. It doesn't mean you can redo the damage or undo the damage that's been done. Michael died because he had a heart attack. He had a heart attack because he's been abusing drugs most of his adult life. So, I mean, there's no great mindset to figuring all that stuff out. It's really taxing. Those things are really taxing on your body, your heart, your systems, that sort of thing. So you're not going to live forever if you've done a number on your body that way, even if you try to clean up at the end of your life or toward the end of your life. So let's just hold a good thought for her and hope that things work well. The Japanese Prime Minister today is in Hawaii to visit Pearl Harbor. This is the first sitting Japanese Prime Minister to visit the site. You saw some of the pictures, probably some of the video at the Navy base where 75 years ago the Japanese came in and attacked and made what we all know was war against America. Us getting into World War II was because of that and what was going on in England with the Germans attacking. So
I find he's not there to apologize, but he's there to look. No. And I think that's it's a good step. Well, it's good for optics, I guess.
It is, but there is still an apology that's necessary because there was no need for the attack. But they're such prideful people. Pride is always dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, maybe there's some good that comes out of it. I guess it's better, Jennifer, that he be there and acknowledge what went on. And,
well, and this was sort of a response because President Obama toured. Is it Hiroshima that he? Yeah.
Yes.
So
earlier.
He went around earlier in the year.
But he apologized.
And he apologized, and people were going bananas about that. And so I think there was a lot of pressure on Shinzo Abe to go
is he stronger? Are the Japanese stronger because of that, and we're weaker?
I don't know if that. I mean, it's history. I think either both sides apologize. However, this is where coordinated politics, this is where my public relations background kicks in, because I just go, how do these people not do this? But either both sides publicly come out and they agree to apologize to each other, and they do that behind the scenes, not in front of the cameras, or they both just take their tours and do what they want to do, and nobody says anything. But it should always be, otherwise it has the appearance that somebody gets played. I just don't understand why those conversations don't actually happen.
All right, let's boil something like that, similar to that, down to two people instead of two countries, all right? The story of what might have been a bad situation. Well, we had our relations with Japan, even though bad after World War II, we basically rebuilt the country. And that's how they have gotten to the point of being as successful as they are today. If we hadn't had a Marshall Plan and hadn't rebuilt their country, they'd have been in shambles. Who knows what the conditions in Japan would be like today. So that was a bad situation. I'm looking at a circumstance that happened in an industrial section of Benicia, California, Jennifer. And I'm trying to, in my mind, figure out where Benicia is. Where
is
Benicia? Benicia.
I'm thinking
it's
probably
mid-state. North to mid-state to north. Anyway, police officer Kirk Kiefer spotting a shadowy figure in a hoodie. He said, quote,
by the way, it's in, just to put this in perspective, it's in Solano County, which is Northern California.
Yeah, okay. So, this is last weekend. He was caught off guard because he didn't see anybody there. There were no sidewalks. There was this fellow, looked like a man with a hoodie, walking on the side of the street. And somehow or other, this police officer said, there's something not right here. The fellow who was doing the walking is Jordan Duncan, who said he was minding his own business. He said, I noticed that there was a police car behind me. I'm not going to move. I don't want him to think I have any weapons, he said to himself. And then he was stopped by the officer, explained to him that he was walking home from work, no crime. He didn't need any help. He just wanted to be by himself. And then the officer, as probably other officers might have done, left him alone. But this fellow apparently is not that kind of police officer. He had him come in his police car. He says, "You want to ride home, kid?" And the kid looked at him as if to say, you know, he's a white cop and he's a black kid walking in a bad neighborhood. And the cop says, "You want to ride home?" The kid says, "Yeah."
That's
and
nice.
That's all. He's, yeah. And he just, you know, they talked on the way home. And the two of them spoke. There's a lot of video on a couple of different news sites. CBS has pretty good video of what happened there. But that kind of stuff goes a long way with me. We are so prone to talking about how blacks and whites, black kids and adults and white police officers, certainly there is a strain and there's a problem. But when something like this happens, why not give it some air, give it some light, give it some value? It may be, it's only one incident. But you know what? It just shows you that everybody's not the same.
Nobody talks about the good stuff usually.
Right.
Most people talk about only the bad stuff. So, I mean, when you think about the amount of bad stuff, it's too much. It's more than we want it to be. But think about the stuff that think about everything else. I mean, you could probably fill hours and hours and hours of good stuff. It's just not as fun to cover for the news media.
So they were talking on the way home of why this kid was walking home that time. He's just left a job and he doesn't have a bike, and somebody stole his bike. So the cop starts I don't even like that expression. The police officer goes to the police association, and they get the money to buy this kid a new bike. And so that's part of the story here. And then the policeman raised an additional $20,000 to help this youngster buy a car because he told the police officer he wanted to go to the police academy and become a police officer. So,
Can you
imagine? Since then...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, finish. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, no, I just did. They apparently...
No, you hang up.
After the first ride, when they found out he wanted to be a police officer, this officer invited him to come along for a shift in his car. So there's a picture online of the two of them in the police car. And just something about that. Isn't that the way it's supposed to go? So this could have been a really bad encounter. It could have been tension. Who knows how it would have ended up. But instead, talking it through, thinking it through, acting it through, you have the right personalities. Maybe that's what it takes. I don't know. But I just saw that and I thought, this is something worthwhile. Spend a couple of minutes telling this story.
It totally is. It's a great story. And, you know, I was just thinking, can you imagine if all the major news media outlets got together and made a pact that even just for 24 hours, they were only going to report good stuff?
Can you imagine?
Wouldn't that be so life-affirming? And just, I wonder, I mean, obviously crimes would still be going on, but I just wonder how that would shift all of our mentalities and just what that would do, and even if it was just 24 hours.
All right.
If I was
so
the president, I would make a mandate. Yeah.
Yes. If I were president, I'd do that. Okay. So the commissioner of basketball is worked up a little bit. Basketball. Because a lot of the black players say if they're invited, if the NBA, whoever the winners are, the Cleveland Cavaliers, for example, this past year, they were the last winners. And so they go to the White House to see President Obama. And a lot of black players, it's great, we've got a black president, blah, blah. And so now they're talking about not going, or at least there's some rumor that was started on social media again, to not go.
Well,
to the White
these
House
were comments that players have made. Yeah, these were players.
Right.
These were, in interviews, there were
I'm not going
players
to
write
individual
that.
Players. So
yes.
That get in the way of going to. This seems premature to me. It seems like much ado about nothing except that it's getting some media attention. So tell us the rest of the story, Victoria.
Well, it's not just the Cavaliers. I don't want to. I mean, they may or may not, of course, win again.
They were the last ones to
have a chance. But other NBA players on teams who do have a chance of making it to the White House and others who don't, but they're just saying in principle they would not go to a Trump White House. And the real story here is Commissioner Adam Silver, who he
kind of gets a he has a reputation for being a stiff, and you know, and he's the only guy who Craig. Well, no, he's actually a really good guy, and people like him. He's very kind of, you know, level-headed. The NBA does not, they are much more in control of their players and the image than any other league. And they're the ones who have it written in the bylaws that, you know, every athlete must stand for the anthem, and you can get fined. I mean, you can have serious consequences if you don't. And so he's been very by the book. I thought it was nice. He said he thinks that's a missed opportunity for players to not go to a Trump White House. And he basically said, you know, if you want to be able to share your feelings directly with the president, there are people who would give their eye teeth for that opportunity.
Yeah.
And he basically was kind of like, how dare you squander that? And he said, you know, if anything, if Trump makes any specific comments about the NBA, which he hasn't, but if anything like that happens, then he said, you know, obviously he may change his position on it. But I think he's right. I totally agree with this. Any president who's in, it's a privilege to go to the White House. It doesn't matter who's sleeping in the bed. It is a privilege. And I agree with him on this. This is something that, like, I kind of get pissed off about.
Well, and until he does something wrong, I mean, I love all these people that are just fading out. Outrage over somebody who hasn't really had a chance to do anything yet. I mean,
right,
wait till January 20th and then get ticked off. I mean, come up with reasons after he starts making legislation. Right now, words are just yippee-yappy. I mean, let's see what really happens and then make your decision. I'm with you, Victoria. These people that won't stay in his hotel or they won't do this or they won't do that, it's like, you know what? Good. Good. You pay for your own hotel. You're the one that sits at home and you don't get to tell your kids that you got to go to the White House. I mean, how... I don't know. It's just
right.
Petty.
Silly.
It's very petty.
It is. All right, give us a moment for a couple of important announcements, and then we'll have a television report. Not much going on this week, admittedly, but we have a couple of items for your interest and importance.
We go with the deep album.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
A 2 for $4? That is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, 48 past the hour. Jennifer, what did you watch last night, or what have you watched recently that grabbed you? I guess what I asked.
I didn't watch any live TV last night. I watched a couple of... I taped some TV, Christmas TV episodes, like from years past, and so I watched those yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay, that's cool.
I know, it's
what
really
about
exciting.
You, Victoria? What did you watch?
We came back and emptied some of the DVR out, but Lewis and I are so into this new Leah Remini Scientology expose, and things... Oh, it is so well
done.
Should
I be watching this?
Yes. Oh, my God.
You know what I've seen?
It's on A&E. Yeah,
I watched a new show from Showtime called Billions.
Oh, that's a good show.
Lewis. It is a good show. I'd never seen it before. I don't know how many episodes. So Paul Giamatti is in it. It's very... I was hooked. It was kind of like the first time I got hooked on 24. I was on the plane, and it was something that I just saw. And I, okay, let's check this out. It was very... I watched 4 episodes of it. Very good.
Jen, tonight. It's coming up soon for that.
All right, tonight, the biggest show will be on CBS at 9, and that is the Kennedy Center Honors. It was filmed a while back, but they will be debuting it on TV for the first time. It's hosted by Stephen Colbert. This year's honors include Al Pacino, the rock band The Eagles, Argentinian pianist Martha Agaric, gospel and blues singer Mavis Staples, and James Taylor. There will be appearances by Garth Brooks, Ringo Starr show, Crow, Sean Penn, and Bill Clinton, among others. So check that out. CBS at 9.
He's singing. I want to watch Bill sing.
Maybe he's saxophoning it.
10 before the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Three minutes after the hour now, DJV, Doug Jen, Victoria, focusing on consumer news, including a new coating that will help reduce waste in your house. If you have produce that's going bad or you want to keep it from going bad, this may be a big help to you. Plus, the news on what to understand when you use the sell-by dates or use-by dates. What do we need to know about that? Plus, I'll fix my voice. Right after this.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist. and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves. And we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/25 to 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you very much, madam. 56 past the hour, consumer news, including this new coating, Victoria, which will help if we can figure out how to make it available from a startup lab in Santa Barbara. This is like a spray, isn't it? It looks to me like
it's a powder. This is so fascinating. I really, really hope that this takes flight. It's a powder that comes in a small packet, and then you add water to it, and you can put it into a spray bottle, or you can, you know, just put it into a bowl. And all you do, it's made from it's an organic, non-genetically modified substance that comes from actual orange peels and things like that. Like, you know, the waxy coating that fruit naturally has. They've taken that, which is actually what protects the fruit from going bad. So they've taken that, they've isolated it, and made it into powder form. And so once you add the liquid to it, you can spray all of your fruit and your produce, and it lasts up to 2 weeks longer, whether it's at the supermarket on the shelf or if it's at home. And they're now even saying that one of the cool things that it's called Edipeel, with P-E-E-L. And one of the cool things that you can do is if you buy a bunch of bananas and you know you want to eat one banana each day, you can spray each banana based on how you want it to ripen. So it could almost conceivably eliminate food waste.
Wow.
And it's all really safe. Yeah, it's all natural, all safe.
We waste so much food. The stuff that's grown here, 35-40% of what we grow in our country is down the drain. Well, we feed it to animals instead of use it ourselves. It's amazing. We overbuy and then we underconsume.
And then as soon as stuff sits on a shelf in a supermarket for too long, it all just gets dumped into landfills.
It depends on where you are, the location. A lot of it gets fed to piggeries and goes to farms and stuff. But in some
jurisdictions,
they have rules against not feeding the homeless with used food from a restaurant. You've got to throw it out because a homeless might get sick. They'll die of starvation, but we don't want to get sick
from
possibly eating food that could be bad, that kind of foolishness.
Same the bread that was on the table that was untouched. It's so ridiculous.
Right. We feed that to our cows. That's what I do. We go to the Pepperidge Farm store, and they have the stuff every day that's perfectly... We all eat it, but it's by the sell date. No, don't, can't have it. We can't sell it. So we get truckloads of it and feed it to cows. Cows love it. Cakes and pies and all that stuff. It's really pretty fabulous. For the cows, not too good for the people who work to make them and humans that could use it. 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.